Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day
of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. To God be the glory. Let's start off with Romans 12, 1 through 3 from the Message translation. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work, and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Readily recognize what He wants for you and quickly respond to it, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down to its level of immaturity. God brings the best out of you, develops well-formed maturity in you. I'm speaking to you out of deep gratitude for all that God has given me, and especially as I have responsibilities in relationship to you. Living then, as every one of you does, in pure grace, it's important that you do not misinterpret yourselves as people who are bringing this goodness to God. No, God brings it all to you. The only accurate way to understand ourselves is by what God is and by what He does for us, not by what we are and what we are doing for Him. That is so profound. Again, that's Romans 12, verses 1, 2, and 3 from the Message translation. And it totally fits what's going on in our world today. It fits our lifestyle. It fits where we are. So the Bible definitely does speak to us in today's language, in today's area, in today's way of living. God desires for us to increase by our measure. But if we are not doing anything to increase our measure, God would not be able to do anything to increase it either. The Bible tells us that the just shall live by faith. That means we are living by something we can't do on our own, just like I talked about in Romans. I hear the Spirit of God saying, let me be God in your life. Turn me loose by your faith. Trust me enough to get in a situation that you can't handle. God permits us to face situations that we can't handle just so that He can increase our measure of faith. We all need our faith increased. We all need to be stretched, and we all need God in our life to do things that we definitely can't do. Waking up in the morning, going to sleep. We can't do any of those. A lot of people take melatonin to help fall asleep, whatever, whatever. They drink coffee in the morning to help, quote unquote, wake up. God is the one who does all this. God puts the blood through our veins, and He allows our body to get up, wake up, walk, stand, sit, all of that. It's all God. The air that we breathe that's in our lungs, that's God. He does all of that for us. So when God helps you in those situations, you will learn to trust Him more prayerfully. And the next time that you arise, you will trust Him even more. That is how our measure of faith is reset and increased to the level of abundance. It's time for all of us to hit our reset button for measure. Abundance is the measure God desires for us to have. God wants us to live in abundance. If you look at it, God is not poor. God is not poor at all in the Bible. When you look at it, everybody had plenty of everything, plenty of cattle, plenty of food, plenty of silver, plenty of gold. They had plenty. It's only down here where people, you know, are in poverty or in lack. God, not God. He has more than enough. He'll never run out ever. But the actual measure that we have is determined by us. Our cooperation determines our portion. For the same measure that we measure out, according to Luke 6:38, is the measure that we meet with all measured again to us. So let's make sure we are doing what God says to do. Let's stretch our faith. Let's be obedient. Let's allow God to be God. Let's stretch our faith. Let's do things for others. But find out today what it is that God wants you to do. What is the situation or the circumstance that you're facing that you really need help in? You know, you've been going through it and, you know, you've been trying to figure some things out since January with the goals that you may have set or the things that you wanted to do. And it still has not clicked. It still has not come together. Review Romans 12, 1 through 3. And prayerfully, the Lord will speak to you and let you know what it is that you need to do. But allow yourself some meditation time with God so that you can hear what it is that he wants you to do. I pray a blessing, and I decree and declare that victory is yours. You are more than a conqueror, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God will speak to you. Just allow some time so that you can hear God's voice. And remember to measure it against the word of God. Measure your faith according to Luke. What chapter, what verse was that? According to, oh my goodness, I just lost it. According to Luke 6:38. God's blessings be to you all. Have a phenomenal day. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Continue to trust the Lord. Continue to lean on him. Seek him while he may be found. And continue to repent. When you mess up, fess up. All right. Have a wonderful day. Look forward to talking to you all later. Bye.